Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Thursday, January 9th. City Heights developer Sean Northrup asked the Clallam City Council at its meeting Monday night to engage in discussions to address the $22.5 million judgment the city owes City Heights, saying the city has failed to respond to requests made at five previous meetings. Last year, an arbitrator ruled against Clallam, determining it violated the agreement with the developer to construct 950 homes on the ridgeline above the city. In December, the council discussed pursuing bankruptcy but put off the decision. The judgment against the city is accruing interest at 12% a year. In a Seattle Times article published Wednesday, Clallam Mayor Matthew Lund said the city has had discussions with City Heights representatives. New Kittitas Valley Fire and Rescue Fire Chief DJ Goldsmith introduced himself to the Ellensburg City Council at its Monday meeting. Goldsmith was hired at the end of December. He has served as Deputy Chief for the Yakima Fire Department for the past 5 years. He replaces John Sinclair, who retired at the end of 2024. Sections of Seattle Avenue and Locust Street will be closed starting January 20 to allow for utility extension work. Seattle Avenue will be closed about 400 feet east of Willow, and Locust will be closed about 1,300 feet south of East Capitol Avenue. The contractor will drill well holes for dewatering on January 20th and return to start excavation on January 27th. The Missoula Children's Theater will stage Treasure Island on January 25th. That's at the Howell Homes Community Center. On January 20th, the theater company will hold a series of free workshops for children in grades K to 5 from 1 to 3 p.m. Auditions are from 4 to 6 p.m. for grades K through 12 on January 21st. There's a $45 fee for those who receive roles in the production. The undefeated Ellensburg High School girls basketball team defeated Othello 62-20, while the Bulldog boys topped Othello 74-53 on Tuesday. The Ellensburg High School teams are home Friday night against Sela and on the road at East Valley on Saturday. Registration for adult 3-on-3 basketball closes on Friday. Games are played on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. The league is open to men and women over 16. Individuals can register and be placed on a free agent list. Registration information is on the Parks and Recreation page of the city's website. Central Washington University's basketball team, they're on the road this weekend. The men's team is in Alaska, playing Alaska Fairbanks at 8 p.m. That's tonight, and Alaska Anchorage at 8 p.m. on Saturday. The women play Simon Fraser at 7 p.m. tonight and face Western Washington University at 7 p.m. on Saturday. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 33 degrees. Sunset is at 4:32 p.m. and the expected nighttime low, 29 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Braised beef, mashed potatoes, a roll, and oranges. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch. That's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for the show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events around Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org and broadcasting from the heart of Washington State. This is Ellensburg Community Radio.